This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Cast your mind back with me now to the spring of 2020 and the ways people found to occupy their time as everything shut down. Binging whatever they could from their streamer of choice, right? All that bread that got baked and gardening, so much gardening. A survey from the National Gardening Association shows that most of those pandemic gardeners have kept at it, and the number of first-time gardeners is rising, mostly millennials and Gen Zers. And a third of them say they're growing their own produce as a direct response to skyrocketing food prices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer on gardening economics.
It is raining, not pouring, just a slow, steady drizzle, the kind that gardeners love, unless they're standing around talking to a reporter.
Now, how is your electronics with rain?
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay, that works.
That was Stephanie Burke asking me about the durability of my recorder and microphone. She's a farmer who's now starting a community garden in Potomac, Maryland. She's just broken ground, but has already leased out 8 plots. 4 other plots will be used for teaching local students. Extra produce or plants from the whole garden will be donated to food banks and other charities.
Let me show you what we're doing. So this area right here, you can see all the farm equipment.
On this rainy day, Burke is teaching some new gardeners the ropes.
First of all, what do you really want to grow? What does your family eat?
Missy Sarah wants to plant tomatoes, cucumbers, and maybe lettuce. She's a realtor in the area who found out about Burke's project and decided to give gardening a try, partly because she's spending so much at the grocery store, as much as $200 a week.
It's like almost doubled. It's crazy.
Missy Sarah's got company in other parts of the country. In Seattle, Rona Gala plunked down about $250 for an indoor growing system back in March. Gala is an accountant, so he knows how to calculate return on investment. At first, he didn't expect to save any money with his growing system. It was just a hobby, and he was only going to grow herbs. But now he hopes to expand into tomatoes and peppers.
I started seeing more news about inflation, and I thought, okay, this system might actually have some more use than what I originally bought it for.
Gala is 34. He's a millennial. In a survey by Garden Center magazine, more than 300 independent garden centers reported that last year, their customers started skewing younger. Kate Spurgeon is the magazine's editor.
65% said they saw an increase in millennial customers, and 44% saw an increase in Gen Z customers.
In fact, Dave Weidinger, who heads the National Gardening Association, says almost 17 million Americans started gardening for the first time last year, and most of them were millennials or Gen Zers. Weidinger says almost a third of new gardeners surveyed by the association in January said they were growing their own food to save money. Weidinger has done some return on investment calculating. He says for a basic garden,
it's going to cost you $88 to make this garden, and you'll get $700 worth of food out of it.
But there are many variables that can inflate the cost of starting a garden, Weidinger says. You may live in a part of the country with crummy soil, so you have to amend it to make it better. That takes compost. If you don't have the time or space to make your own compost, you have to buy it. Maybe you also need fertilizer and tools. You might have to put up a deer fence to keep critters out. Ka-ching! Which brings us back to Missy Sarah at the community garden in Maryland, where they're divvying up the lots.
Would you like the ladybug lot?
I would like
lot?
The ladybug
you
lot.
Absolutely have the
they're
ladybug
They're good luck,
lot.
So.
Sarah will pay $100 to lease her plot. That includes compost, fertilizer, tools, and a deer fence. But Stephanie Burke warns her, be realistic. You may not grow $100 worth of food your first year.
If you're expecting to get 1 million bushels of tomatoes and you don't, then you might be disappointed.
Oh, wait, forget it. I quit. I'm done.
Every new gardener needs a learning curve, Burke says. When you're first starting out, you may actually lose money. But over time, with the right soil, lots of sun, and maybe some luck, you can grow so much food you have to start giving it away. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.